Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you like putting puzzles together, Teak? Is that something you enjoy doing?
I do.
Okay, me too.
Crossword puzzles.
That's not the same, though. Like, I mean a puzzle. Like, there's a piece
and
you got to make...
Like a puzzle piece puzzle thing?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, because you need a lot of time to do it. I haven't done one in a while either, but I like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like guessing. All right, this piece fits with that, and that fits with this. So I think we all need to put a puzzle together right now, and it is a puzzle that half our audience will be very upset about that I put together, and I think half the audience will get very excited. Yesterday, late in the program, it was revealed by Sham Sharnia that the New York Knicks made an offer for Kevin Durant at the trade deadline. There's no better reporter than Sham, so I take it as fact.
Yes.
The New York Knicks made a trade offer for Kevin Durant. Earlier today, Mark Stein, another very respected NBA reporter, reports that the Knicks are planning on reaching out to the Dallas Mavericks to at least have a conversation with Jason Kidd to be their next head coach. That's puzzle piece number two. And the third piece of the puzzle comes right out of Milwaukee. And that is the fact that the Knicks are also preparing a tsunami-like offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Define tsunami-like.
Really, really big and destructive.
What does that even mean? How the hell do they do it with no picks?
Well, that's a great question, which we will definitely explore. But when I put all those pieces together, this is what scares me. Are the Knicks going to try to hire Jason Kidd because Giannis likes him? Like, that cannot be how you hire your next head coach.
Well, I mean...
And I'm putting these pieces together, Teak, okay. And I'm starting to think that's what's going on.
It worked for the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? Because Ty Lue got hired because LeBron James... Maybe it was because LeBron James just didn't like David Blatt, but whatever. Ty Lue gets hired and got LeBron James's blessing. The challenge with Giannis wanting to hire Jason Kidd... is that Giannis doesn't play for the Knicks.
Well, that's what makes
he's not on the team yet.
That's why it's not comparable to LeBron saying, right, I don't want David Blatt anymore. Like, the Knicks are past this. This is something a Rudy Pooh organization like the Nets have to pull. And yes, I say that with love. The Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks have a solid foundation. The New York Knicks do not need to interview coaches or hire coaches because they're flirting with a superstar that's on another team. That's 2010s kind of crap.
Yeah.
That's 2009 kind of crap. And normally, like, if I said this yesterday, 24 hours ago, I'd slap myself. I'd say, Evan, why are you falling for this crap? But on the heels of their interest in Durant... and on their heels of reaching out to Kidd, and then you throw in the interest in Giannis, it doesn't sound crazy anymore. It sounds like the Knicks' plan is that. And that is so something they don't have to sink to.
Right, but I think it almost makes it feel like the Knicks are desperate.
Why?
Right, and that's what I don't understand.
They shouldn't be.
It's moving fast in the NBA. We see it with all of the teams that just kind of feel like they come from 2 years out and now they're championship viable, as we talked about with the parity that exists in the NBA. I mean, it's going to be a new champion this year. Someone who's never won a championship. It's going to happen for the first time in a while this year. I'm going back before Denver, but you know what I mean. And so basketball feels urgent. And if you're not competing, then what are you doing? You're just kind of waffling around. And I think Leon Rose is at that point in his career as an executive, forget as an agent, and who knows how much money he's making. There's discrepancies between 8 to 20. But how long does he want to do this?
Mm.
And so if you're Leon Rose, you're what you started 2 years ago with putting this roster together, what you've kind of continued by firing a head coach you didn't think was capable of getting you to that next step. It feels like there's a desperation. And I don't mean that in a bad way, just a desperation to be a champion.
Yeah, I like aggressiveness, and I think Leon Rose has been aggressive over the last year. Even firing Tom Thibodeau earlier in the week, to me, wasn't desperate. It was aggressive. If their interest in Jason Kidd is linked to the idea of Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's not aggressive, that's desperate. And I think we need to separate the two things. If Jason Kidd is a candidate because, well, he has a good relationship with Jalen Brunson, mm-hmm. he has coaching experience, which he does. He's not a great X's and O's guys, but he's a big communication guy, and he also has the respect of everybody. Jason Kidd walks into that room. I expressed this yesterday about Jason. He walks into a room, he puts his arm around any one of these guys, and he says, I know what it's like to win a championship.
Yep.
I know what it's like to go to back-to-back NBA finals. I know what it's like to make guys around me better. I know what it's like to do everything you guys haven't done. And that's a respect that Jason Kidd has that very few coaches in this sport have. Plus, he's coached before, and I think he's done a fairly decent job. Jason Kidd as a candidate on its own has lots of merit.
Right.
He's not a bad candidate. It's not to me about that. It's the idea, if this is some kind of link, that's a desperation the Knicks shouldn't have. Like, on its own, hiring Jason Kidd makes sense. On its own, calling up the Bucks to find out what it would take to get Giannis makes sense. But when you connect everything, and it's like, you know, why we're interested in Jason Kidd. That's the kind of stuff that the Knicks should be above.
Yeah,
and I'm concerned based on the interest in Durant at the trade deadline that that's what's going on. And
what do you mean? So hold on. You're saying Durant and KD?
I'm concerned that
Durant and Giannis and Jason Kidd?
I'm concerned.
That's what's happening?
I wouldn't stun me. Now, I think it's almost impossible to pull all that kind of stuff off.
But with what assets?
Well,
how are they doing that? You could have our 2050 picks.
I can walk you through it. You want me to tell you how it gets done?
Gutting the whole roster?
You want me to tell you how it gets done?
Yes,
please. Well, yes, it's going to include gutting the whole roster, but
is that what you need and what to do?
No, I'm not in favor of it. I'm not saying this is smart. I'm saying it's not smart. It's not what I would do.
But if you're desperate, it actually is smart.
Why are they desperate?
Because
Leon
Rose doesn't want to do this for another half a decade.
I'll tell you right now, I'd argue, and I'll walk you through how they could actually get Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's crazy. It's wild. It'll give you a headache, but I'll walk you through it. But I'll tell you right now, before I do, your best chance at winning an NBA championship is not going that route. Your best chance of making your secondary market tickets really expensive is going that route. Your best chance of being referred to as the Brooklyn Nets on steroids is that route. Your best chance of being talked about on sports talk radio and national TV all the time is that route. But in terms of winning an NBA championship, it's not your route. But I'll walk you through it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I don't know what the Phoenix Suns are doing. And if the Phoenix Suns are saying, look, we're not really rebuilding because we can't, because we don't have our own draft capital. Would they flip Kevin Durant for Karl Anthony Towns? I guess they may.
Maybe.
Cat's younger. And if you're looking at Devin Booker and you're saying, I got no chance of trading Bradley Beal and I don't have my future picks, I guess you can walk me through a scenario where Phoenix says yes to that. And if the Knicks say yes to that, they then could trade OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges and Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart, take back a bad contract like Damian Lillard or Kyle Kuzma, and bring in Giannis. And the Bucks' thinking would be to flip all of those guys elsewhere for the draft capital they're looking for. That's how it happens,
right. So,
and I think it's crazy.
Well, if that happens, what do the Knicks actually look like becomes the question. Not, do they have superstars? Sure. Do they have a great, potentially great coach in Jason? Sure. But are they actually a good team? Are they a deep, well-constructed team?
No!
Because who else is playing?
No!
What's your bench look like?
I'm telling you what you are is, and I'm an expert on this, you're the Brooklyn Nets on steroids.
Yeah.
That's what you are. And let me give you some advice.
But by the way,
you don't want to be that.
By the way, that sounds desperate.
Which is which boggles my mind. The Knicks are not a desperate franchise. They shouldn't be. And so my hope for you guys out there is that this isn't all connected, that they're not interviewing Jason Kidd out of desperation to get Giannis, that they're not going to aggressively pursue Kevin Durant. Like, don't connect all those things, because if you do, and that's the truth, and I certainly am worried that that may be the case right now, the Knicks are acting like they did prior to Leon's hire,
yeah,
and that's what you don't want to do, because you don't need to.
I feel like the super team, because that's basically what we're saying here. You're creating a super team with Jalen Brunson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant. So a super team, in theory, is fantastic. But when's the last time it actually worked? When's the last time... That, I mean, I obviously the Heat worked, the Heatles worked. I guess you can consider the Golden State Warriors, but that's not even really.
I don't think that counts. They added Kevin Durant to an already championship team.
So when's it worked?
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
And my team was the latest team to prove it, or the Phoenix Suns are the latest team to prove that. And here's the thing, like when you're a bad team, when you're a floundering team, when you're a team without an identity, I get it. You go all in. You do desperate things. You want to be relevant. You want to sell tickets. You want to have some fun. The Knicks aren't that team. The Knicks don't have to be desperate. I understand that they missed a golden opportunity this year. I understand that it was frustrating, and I understand there's a lot of questions about the construction of this roster moving forward.
Right.
I get all that, but not to the point of doing pre-Leon Rose things like, I'm going to hire a coach to entice a star that's on a different roster. Like that's insane to me.
Well, I think it would be disappointing, especially if it ultimately didn't work out, but we won't know that until it happens. But it would be disappointing because I feel like the Knicks fan is starting to trust Leon Rose in a way that they probably haven't an executive in a while. And Leon Rose presents as smarter than the X's and O's type of thing.
Yeah.
Right? He has foresight and he sees down the line and a plan is formulated and he's doing incremental steps to get to the ultimate that is championship caliber team.
Mm-hmm.
And to just blow up what they've built for the last 3 years and then go get superstars to me sounds desperate and stupid. And so I keep hearing these reports. So it's not bunk, it's not nonsense, but it makes me feel like he's been shifting. And I have to wonder why.
Well,
and I have to ask the question, why? Why would Leon Rose do certain things a certain way for 4 years and then all of a sudden say, yeah, you know what? Let's just go get the stars.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
And the other thing that shifted are the leaks. The New York Knicks leaked nothing for the last 4 years. The Mikal Bridges trade came out of absolute nowhere. The trade for Karl Anthony Towns came out of absolute nowhere. The trade for OG Anunoby came through absolute nowhere.
Right. That's right.
And over the last 4 days, think about the different things that are now starting to leak out about this franchise. tsunami-like offer, interest in Jason Kidd, and the most respected one, because with all due respect to Mark Stein and the dude from Milwaukee, Shams is the creme de la. Him and Ian Begley are the two guys I trust the most.
Right.
And Shams said, oh yeah, they tried to trade for Kevin Durant at the trade deadline, which didn't come out at the trade deadline. It came out now, and it makes you wonder, and I think it makes you worried. Now, if none of this stuff happens, or some of it happens on an individual level, like hiring Jason Kidd is not a disaster. We can argue it. We could talk about the pros and the cons of it. But Jason Kidd on his own, inheriting this roster, is not a disaster. It's an interesting hire. Jason Kidd as a recruiting tool for Giannis is a disaster. Because that's not why you hire a head coach when you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You hire a head coach because you believe he's the guy to take you to the next level. And trust me, we can sit here and I can give you 15 good reasons why Jason Kidd's the right guy.
Yeah.
Problem is, I could also give you 15 reasons why he's not. But the respect that he brings when he walks into that room, I think his communication with players, his experience level, which he had not only in the 1 year in Brooklyn, the few years in Milwaukee, and certainly the success he's had in Dallas, including being in the NBA Finals a year ago, the star players, the veteran star players, the young star players. Think about the experience Jason Kidd has.
Right.
He coached a 23-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo. He coached an old past his prime, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett,
right,
and an emerging Luka Doncic. And oh, by the way, Kyrie Irving. Like, he does have the experience of coaching and
stars.
And Jalen Brunson.
Right, and stars.
Right.
And he knows the main star with the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson. So if any, Jason Kidd makes a lot of sense. On its own. If Jason Kidd wants to be the Knicks head coach and is, I also now think about it, why would he be done with Dallas other than Luka's not there? You know what I mean?
Well, it's a great question, and that's what this is going to come down to. So the Knicks have interest in Jason Kidd, makes sense. Now Jason Kidd has to have interest in the Knicks, and the Dallas Mavericks have to give Jason Kidd permission to interview with the Knicks. I'll make you this prediction. If it gets to the level where Dallas says it's okay to interview with the Knicks,
yeah,
it's over. He's going to be the Knicks head coach.
Yes.
Because I don't think the Mavericks would allow it to get to the interview level on both sides for it to then completely fall apart. A comp pick will have to go back. It'll probably be that Fugazi Washington pick the Knicks have. They'll send that back to Dallas, and the thing will be done. So if we're watching this over the weekend into next week, as soon as it's reported on a level that we trust,
yeah,
that the Mavericks have given Kidd permission to talk to the Knicks, to me that signals he's rounding third base and he's scoring. Now, why would Jason Kidd leave Dallas? It's a great question. One aspect is not the answer you want to hear. One reason he may want to leave Dallas is he misses the Hamptons. And he misses golfing. And he misses hanging out here. It's New York City. It's Long Island. There are so many great opportunities here. He may be done with Dallas. Now, that's not the reason you want Jason Kidd to want to come here.
Yeah, but that was Jason Kidd from over a decade ago.
Okay.
That was 42-year-old Jason Kidd.
Let me tell you something. When you think Jason Kidd has changed and you tell yourself he's changed, you become Evan Roberts. Because that's all I told myself for 20 years. Oh, he's changed. He's different. But from a basketball standpoint, it could be as simple as, I can win a title here. I like this roster better. I don't want to go through the rebuild. I don't want to develop Cooper Flagg. I don't want to deal with the corpse of Anthony Davis. I don't want to deal with it. I'm done here. I've done the best I can do. I got to an NBA Finals. I got a better chance in New York.
Yeah, but that just sounds really, I don't know, not smart to get one of the generational talents coming out of college in Cooper Flagg and not want to develop him.
So you'd be concerned because by Jason Kidd for wanting to leave that?
Yeah, because that's a legacy opportunity.
Sure.
I was the coach who got Cooper Flagg to be one of the best.
What if you're the coach that got the Knicks to win an NBA title for the first time in more than five decades?
Yeah, but are they?
Are they what?
Are they winning a title? Let's say this all goes down. Jason Kidd becomes head coach. You trade the entire roster, save Jalen Brunson, for Giannis Antetokounmpo. You find a way to get KD, and you have nobody on your bench. The role players stink. And after, I don't know, 25 games, the fan base turns on you.
Right.
Because you're not good enough, and KD's hurt half the time.
Right.
Right. Was it worth it?
That wouldn't be worth it, but what if it's just Jason Kidd and they're not making stupid stargazing trades for Giannis and KD and he inherits this roster?
That I get.
They have a chance to win an NBA title.
That I get.
So that would be his reasoning. Do you want Jason Kidd, Tommy?
I do.
Do you want Jason Kidd and Giannis, Tommy?
I don't, because I know what's coming after that one. It's and Kevin Durant.
Well, yeah. Do you want all of them? Do you want some of them? What do you want?
I don't want anything to do with the super team. I think it's not the right way to build a championship.
No.
When you look at what Indiana's doing, when you look at what OKC is doing, you're going to have a sweet car to drive down Collins Ave in South Beach, but the engine sucks. And that's what you're going to have when you have three star players and no disrespect, but when you have Dottier, Kolick, Huck Porty, guys I think you could develop, but you're going to be leaning on those guys to be your sixth, seventh, eighth guys off the bench or you know what I mean, off the rotation. I don't like it. It's going to make everyone excited, and I will fall victim to the excitement. I'm just telling you that right now.
Yeah.
And the positive Tommy bandwagon will be huge because they're going to have star players. But it's not the way to win a title.
Right. It's the way to get people's asses in seats. But guess what? The Garden doesn't need that.
They don't need that.
The Nets did.
Yes.
The Garden doesn't need it.
What's interesting about Jason Kidd is his connection to Jalen Brunson. He knows Jalen Brunson. He coached Jalen Brunson. He was also quoted as saying this about Jalen Brunson. Quote, "I love Brunson, but there's no way you can compare me and him." In fairness, I'm pretty sure Jason Kidd was joking when he said that. But nevertheless, when you are that great and he is an all-time great, he doesn't
really
look
cocky
at his...
too.
Well, he was damn cocky. He looks at his players, even the great ones, and say, yeah, they're good. They ain't me, though. Mm-hmm. Now, most coaches don't have the ability to do that.
That's true.
Most coaches put their arms around the great player and say, I love you, I love you. Jason Kidd looks at you and says, yeah, you're all right.
You know what? For the first time in my life, I want the Knicks to have a boring offseason. I want them to hire
but you can't, though. You can't, Tommy. You fired your coach. Right?
But
so
if you,
it's already not boring.
No, but if you hire, no disrespect, a Johnny Bryant, boring. If you trade for Jose Alvarado, which I've thrown out on the air, boring, but both good additions. You get your Wunderkind head coach that you could develop, and then you bring in a dog, a great defensive player. You improve the bench. You develop Kolick. You develop Karl Anthony Towns. It's boring, but I think it's the most effective.
100%. 2 days ago, I said to you guys, this coaching search better be boring because boring wins. And we went through all the examples of it. And you're right. If you want to extend that to roster building and building the bench, the more boring this offseason is, the better it is for the New York Knicks in terms of winning. The more crazy it is, the more clicks that everybody will get, the more calls in sports talk radio will get, the more content we'll have, the worse it is. The worse it is. It may be sexy, it may be shiny, it's not the way you want to go.
It becomes very distractionary.
No doubt. We'll get to your calls coming up. It's the trifecta. Interviewing Jason Kidd, being linked to Kevin Durant, being linked to Giannis Antetokounmpo, and when it's reported that the Knicks could make a tsunami offer, what would a tsunami offer even look like?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.